So today we'll be in Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, chapter number 5, text number 4.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
There are many persons who have little opportunity to take part in discussions about the Supreme Personality of Godhead to be. Thus, it is difficult for them to chant His infallible glories. Persons such as women, shudras, and other fallen classes always deserve the mercy from great personalities like yourself. In the previous verse, it was explained that some persons are ignorant of the glories of the personality of Godhead, no bhajanti, whereas others, although aware of the Lord, ridicule Him or state that the Lord is also material of ajananti. In this verse, the first class, namely the ignorant, are described as fit candidates for the mercy of the pure devotee. The word dure indicates those who have little opportunity to hear and chant the glories of the Lord. According to Vishwanath Chakravarti Prakura, they can be explained as ye sadhu sangha vyagya hina, those who are bereft of the association of saintly persons and pure devotees. Generally, those who are advanced in the spiritual science of Krishna consciousness avoid contact with women and low-class men. In general, women are lusty, and shudras and other low-class men are habitually addicted to materialistic habits such as smoking, drinking, and woman-hunting. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu warned the sadhus, or saintly persons, to avoid intimate connection with women and low-class men. Practical result of such a restriction is that women and lower class men are often bereft of the opportunity to hear the glory of the Lord chanted by saintly persons. Thus, Sri Chamasamuni instructs the king that he should especially give his mercy to such fallen persons. Our spiritual master, the divine grace, Sri Prabhupada, was severely criticized in India for giving all classes of men and women the opportunity to take part in the Krishna consciousness movement. Indeed, the caste Brahmins of India and other persons concerned only with ritualistic formalities were shocked that Srila Prabhupada allowed women and persons born in low-class families to take part freely in the Vaishnava culture and even become initiated as bona fide Brahmins. However, Srila Prabhupada can understand that in this age, practically everyone is fallen. He saw that his spiritual life would be limited to the so-called higher classes. There would be no possibility of spreading a genuine spiritual movement all around the world. The mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so great, and the holy name of Krishna is so potent, that any man, woman, child, or even animal can become purified by chanting Krishna's name and taking prasadam, the sanctified remnants of Krishna's food. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, no sincere person is restricted from achieving the highest perfection of self-realization. Whereas the impersonalists and yogis tend to be selfishly concerned with their individual realization and achievement of mystic power, it has always been the custom of the Vaishnavas to be merciful to all classes of living entities. It is understood that the conversation between the Navayoginis and King Nini took place approximately at the time of Lord Ramachandra, many hundreds of thousands of years ago. But in the Bhagavad Gita, which was spoken only 5,000 years ago, Lord Krishna himself also states that any person, despite his material situation of life, can become the most dear devotee of the Lord by full surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna. Therefore, the fallen people of Kali Yuga should take advantage of the special mercy of the Vaishnavas and join the Krishna consciousness movement to perfect their lives and go back home, back to Godhead. Vandeham Shri Guru, Shri Jata Pavakamala, Shri Guru Vaishnavamsya, Shri Rupa Sādhu Jātam Sahagana Raghunātam Vitāntam Sajīvā Sadvaitam Savadūtam Purijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha So, this immediately brings to mind that most wonderful song of Narottam Das Thakur. That, my dear Lord, you are Patita Pavan. You are the friend of those who are very, very fallen. He says, my dear Lord, that for all the fallen conditioned souls of this material existence, if you examine them, you will not find anyone more fallen than me. Therefore, my claim to your mercy is first. I'm first in the queue for your mercy. So this is the quality of the Vaishnavas, which we see perfected in the personality of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Unfathomable mercy, you cannot measure. Unfathomable means it's like an ocean. It doesn't have a bottom. When you try to measure how deep is this ocean, you send down some measuring devices to find the bottom of the ocean. You go down 1 mile, 2 miles, 3 miles, 4 miles, 5 miles, down, down, down. When are they going to hit the bottom of the ocean? 20 miles, 100 miles, 1 million miles, 10 billion miles. You just keep going deeper, 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 trying to find the bottom of the ocean, and you can never hit the bottom of the ocean. You see, that means fathomless. There's no bottom to that ocean. So that means the mercy of the Vaishnavas is unlimitedly deep. You cannot say, well, there's this much mercy. You can never quantify they have this much mercy. It is absolutely unlimited mercy. So, we who are presently in the most fallen position, you see, bewildered by lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy, we should fall at the feet of such Vaishnavas, and we should beg their mercy to please save us from our fallen condition. And because they are unlimitedly merciful, even if we have unlimited sinful desires in our hearts, because these great Vaishnavas are unlimitedly merciful, if we beg them, sincerely beg them, they will certainly be kind upon us, and they will bless us with their mercy, and they will pull us out of this deep, dark, dense dungeon known as Kali Yuga, consciousness. Even though we are surrounded by Kali Yuga, we do not have to live in the Kali Yuga. We do not have to live in the Kali Yuga. We can live in Satya Yuga, a spiritual age, where we are surrounded by saintly people. This is the great glory of this Kaan. It is a Satya Yuga, the real Iskan that Prabhupada has given us. Of those who are strictly following his teachings, they are living in a Satya Yuga atmosphere. And if we take advantage of the mercy of those devotees, I know in my case it was a real mercy. I was so unfit, I was such a rascal. But yet, His Holiness Vishnu Janaswami Maharaj, he was so kind to let me live in the ashram. I mean, I was really, really rascal. But he was so kind, so humble, so kind, so merciful to me. He gave me his love, actually, his loving kindness. He just was so kind to me, so merciful. And when I could understand, I hadn't even met Prabhupada yet. But just seeing how much mercy, how much love I could get from a disciple of Prabhupada, I could understand how much the spiritual master himself must have. If even one of his disciples can give so much loving mercy, then how much loving mercy I can get from by being the disciple of his guru, Srila Prabhupada. So, being completely amazed by the wonderful loving kindness of His Holiness Vishnu Janamaharaj, I realized who is this great personality, His spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Sri Gandhi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. And I accepted Prabhupada as my eternal spiritual master within my heart. But then I had to wait about 6 months was up so I could get initiated. I realized that this person, giving myself, I hadn't even met Prabhupada yet, but I, just by associating with Vishnu Jana Maharaj and the other devotees, I could understand this is an amazing thing here. This is, there's nothing more wonderful, more beautiful than giving myself completely to the spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. So here's the place we won't be cheated. In this material world, I've given my love here, I've given my love there, but there was no reciprocation. First of all, I didn't know how to give love, because we're just trained to be greedy, selfish. This material world means we take birth here thinking, I am the Lord, I am the center of enjoyment, the whole universe around, revolves around me. They have a saying, you have to take care of good old number one, you see. We are taught to think, yes, I am number one. In my universe, I am number one. That's common day accepted philosophy. So we're taught to be greedy is good, because then you can get ahead. If you're not greedy, then you'll never make it. That's the idea of the material world. That idea is going on. You see. So to actually associate with persons who are renouncing greed, you see, and to see the consciousness, the state of consciousness they are in by renouncing greed, and to see how a wonderful, sweet, sublime, nectarian atmosphere they're living in that greed-free consciousness, Krishna consciousness. Then one, anyone who has even a little bit of sensitivity, if they spend enough time associating with such persons, realize this is amazing. This Krishna consciousness movement has something to offer that can't be found anywhere else. I went to the churches, the synagogues, I went to the yogis, the swamis, I went to so many places looking for spiritual perfection. But nobody had this atmosphere of pure mercy. You see, everybody was contaminated. One yogi, Swami Satchidananda, he came to our town. He gave seminar, he said, I am God, you are God, we are all God. They can't give up the idea of being the center of the universe. In their so-called self-realization, they cannot give up the idea that they are the center of the universe. So therefore, their self-realization is bogus, simply bogus. Actually, this Brahman realization, Prabhupada, is a fallen condition. It is fallen condition. He compared it to going to the heavenly planets and then falling down again after you exhaust your results of previous pious activities that qualify you to go to Swargaloka. He compares going to, in a letter to Revaktananda Swami, he compares that going to Brahman with going to the heavenly planets. It's just one notch higher than going to the heavenly planets, but it's a similar thing. This is, they fall down from the heavenly planet, they fall down from Brahman because they have not given up the greedy principle. That I am the center, I am the enjoyer, I want, I want, I want, I want. Only when we come to the platform of how can I give, how can I give, how can I give, how can I serve. It's only then that we become satisfied. If a leaf on a tree kept saying, water me, water me, water me, water me, neglect the root, neglect everything else, just water me, will that tree be healthy? Will the leaf be healthy? No. That leaf cannot be healthy. But if the root is watered very nicely, you see, then that tree will flourish. So, therefore, even though we give up the self-centered, greed-centered principle, we do not give up our self-interest. Prabhupada explains that Krishna consciousness is the highest self-interest of a living being. It's the highest self-interest. Explains that in the Nectar Devotion. So, we don't neglect ourselves by focusing our energy, our love, everything towards Krishna. By giving everything to Krishna, we are not the losers. When we give everything to Krishna, then what does Krishna do? Krishna gives himself to us. In the material world, they're thinking, well, I have to have so many material goods so I can, you know, be comfortably situated here. I need this, I need that. Give me power, give me money, give me prestige, give me. Let me fight to get my facilities. But how much facility they get? According to their karma, they get lesser facility or more facility. Simply according to karma. But if one becomes completely sold out servant of Krishna, what does Krishna say? Ananyaschintayanto mam yegana paryapasate tesham nityubhyuktanam yogachema mahamyaham. So those who worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, I provide for them whatever they need, you see. Whatever they have, I protect. Whatever they need, I provide. Prabhupada, in one lecture, said, Krishna says, I personally deliver it to their front door. It's like we have the courier service. FedEx, DHL. Prabhupada compares Krishna like that. He personally delivers to our door whatever we need. You see, the person who is totally, but the catch is exclusive devotion. If I want to remain a karma mishra bhakta, well, you know, a little sense gratification for now, because I'm not really advanced yet. A little sense gratification for now. Later on, I'll become a pure devotee. Krishna doesn't reciprocate in the same way. But someone who wants to hold on to their material attachments, he does not reciprocate in the same way. So that person who says, that's it, I'm tired of being a servant of my senses, I don't want to be a go-das any longer, or a go-dasi. I don't want to be Godas any longer. I just want to be a Goswami. I want to engage my senses 100% in the service of Krishna from now on, for all of eternity. Lord, my every thought, my every word, my every deed, in every time, place, and circumstance. That's all I want is pure bhakti. From now on, Krishna, please bless me. I can just have pure bhakti. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Such a person who becomes totally absorbed in that mood, Krishna supplies everything he needs. He's never lacking in anything. Never lacking in anything, in any way, spiritual or material. Such a person. So why struggle to get ahead in this material world? Just become completely sold out to Krishna. And then that person who owns everything, controls everything, he gives you whatever you need. What's the difficulty? There's no difficulty. The only difficulty we really have is our own tendency to want to remain the enjoyer. That's the difficulty. Sometimes people write me, they say, well, why I can't get any taste of the holy name? I've been chanting, you know, 16 rounds, falling to temples, but I'm not getting any taste of the name. What am I doing wrong? They want to know. And I tell them, the problem is you're trying to get taste from the name. You're trying to enjoy the name. You see. Instead of trying to enjoy the name, try to serve the name. And then, to the extent that you give enjoyment to the name of the person, Prabhupada says, Nama Prabhu. Krishna is his name. That name is vibrating on your lips. That is Krishna himself. Are you in the mood of taking enjoyment from him or giving enjoyment to him? You see. If instead of trying to squeeze pleasure out of the name, like a glove jamun popping into the mouth, you know, trying to get pleasure out of the glove jamun, of course, it is the ultimate glove jamun. When we are in the mood of chanting in such a way that Krishna becomes pleased, then we can derive unlimited pleasure from the name, the ultimate glove jamun, and unlimited oceans of glove jamun juice emanating from it. Then the name becomes the ultimate love jhana. We can go on enjoying eternally because we're in the mood of serving the name. That mood brings us unlimited happiness. So the point is, to give up the enjoying mood and to take up the serving mood, it's a very intelligent thing to do. We just have to train ourselves how to do it. We've been tricked by Maya because we wanted to be tricked. We've been tricked into thinking that by making myself the enjoyer, that's how I can be happy. That's a trick of Maya. You know, my money, my bank balance, my car, my wife, my kids, my house, my us. simply Maya. Our philosophy is nirmana, nothing is mine. You see. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he said, now I earn my livelihood to maintain your household, Krishna. He saw, this is, my wife is the property of Krishna, my kids are the property of Krishna, my house is the property of Krishna, everything I have, so I am working, going to work every day at the office to maintain your household, Krishna. So the household is, they have to be in this renounced mood of not seeing my house, my wife. They have to see everything as the property of Krishna. And then they become just as good as brahmacharyas in this. Just as good. So this process of Krishna consciousness is very, very powerful. Even though we've been caught up in this cycle of suffering like anything, the millions and billions of births and the 8,500,000 species, Jadadana Lakshani, Stavala Lakshavinshati, Krimiya Rudhisankyaka, Pakshinam Dashalakshanam, Trinchalakshani, Pashavaha Chatur Lakshani Manasaha. It's described in Vishnu Purana long before the scientists thought they could count the species. You see, they still haven't figured out how many species there are. But we know the ancient sages of India knew exactly how many species there are. 8,400,000. What does that tell us about Krishna? It means his counting system is decimal. It wasn't, the decimal system is not invented by the Arabs or somebody like that. The decimal counting system is coming from Krishna. Krishna has 10 figures also. He is given a round decimal numbers of species. Each number of species is rounded off, it comes to a decimal number. Perfect decimal numbers in every species, 900,000 aquatic, etc. So this is not, this decimal numbering system, it is coming, it is also coming from Krishna. You can understand. Because he created species in the tenths. In groups of 10. So, if we take advantage of this knowledge, this information, this mercy coming from great acharyas, such as our founder acharya in the nine grades, Om Vishnupad, Paramahamsa, Hari Vajakacharya, Asatadvita Sri Srimad A.C. Bhaktivedanta T. Dandi, Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. If we take advantage of this mercy that Prabhupada and the acharyas are giving us, then we can become solidly situated on that pathway which is known as Mahajana Yena Gata Satanta. That pathway blazed through the dense, deep, dark jungle of Kali. That trailway blazed through the deep, dark, dense jungle of Kali by the great acharya. That pathway takes us back to home, back to Godhead. Of course, in one sense, we are already here. Prabhupada, I just was doing a random search for something else on the Vedabase, and I came up to a lecture Prabhupada gave in Melbourne, right here in this room. He said, this is Vrindavan right here. Where actually Prabhupada says that this Melbourne temple, it is in Vrindavan. So actually we are already in Vrindavan. Now we just have to wake up fully and realize it and stop letting our consciousness go back to the stool. You can take a worm out of the stool and say, my dear worm, it's such an abominable life. Now here, have a nice life. But he goes crawling back. So the problem is we keep crawling back to the stool. Well, I don't know, those girls look pretty good, you know. We keep crawling back. Those boys look pretty good. Our minds keep crawling back. So we have to train ourselves to be perfectly chaste. Become completely purified of even the slightest tendency towards lust. Completely free from the desire for fruitive activities, karma, jnana, philosophical speculation, or mystic cities. Prabhupada told me like that. I expressed to him my desire to become a, you know, a preacher. And he gave me some tips on how to be a successful preacher. He said, no karma, no jnana, no yoga, all material desire is zero. Whether you can be like that, he challenged me. Whether you can be like that. Of course, I know that on my own, there's no way I can be like that. I'm just a helpless Godas dog wandering the streets of the cycle of birth and death, trying, looking for some sense gratification. But by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, the unlimited mercy of the most powerful acharya in the history, the most merciful, powerful acharya in the history, I know that by his mercy, it is possible that even the most despicable demon can be engaged in Krishna consciousness purely. So I'm just a mercy case, begging for the mercy from his divine grace, that I somehow he's engaged me now for 37 years in purely practicing Krishna consciousness. I know that any minute I could slip and fall down. It's so dangerous in this material world. Every billboard, every magazine, there's everywhere. Maya is there trying to grab it. So I'm just always praying to Srila Prabhupada, please Srila Prabhupada, protect me. I will never fall down. That's actually the secret. If we're always begging Krishna, always begging our spiritual master to protect us from Maya, then we remain protected. Prabhupada told us in Boston, I'm always praying to Krishna that I will not fall down. Someone decided that that's why you never fall down. If we always feel that we're very weak, we're very tiny, the material ocean can drown us in 1 second. If we always feel dependent on the mercy of Guru, Vaishnavas, and Krishna, and always beg their mercy, then we'll never fall down. And what is the most wonderful, powerful prayer for begging mercy from Krishna? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, now I can ask if there's any questions. Yes.
Maharaj, we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So someone chants Hare Rama, Hare Rama instead of Rama Rama. So does it make any difference?
Actually, whether you say Ram or Rama, you're still saying Rama. You can't say an M without having a that follows. It's subtle, but actually you cannot say, a consonant cannot be pronounced unless there is a vowel that goes behind it. Ram. If you analyze it very minutely, you will see there's a subtle other, even when you say Ram. It's still there, in a subtle way. Prabhupada, if we listen to Prabhupada say, sometimes Prabhupada chants Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And you can also hear him chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada does both. So therefore, Prabhupada is showing that example. And either way is okay. Either way. And one's japa. But in kirtan, I don't recall Prabhupada saying them again in kirtan, but for japa, we have been. So either way you're looking. Because you're still saying a subtle ma. It still has to, it's there in a subtle way, it's still there. Any other questions? Yes. What did she say?
How do you serve the holy name?
How we serve the holy name?
Yes.
Very nice question. Thank you. How we serve the holy name? Yes. Well, first thing we must understand is the holy name is ordering us to serve. That holy name and Krishna himself are one and the same. So when Krishna is saying surrender to me, that also is the holy name saying surrender to me. So how can one surrender the holy name? Krishna, the holy name, is ordering us to surrender to him, the holy name. That is a proper philosophical understanding. So how does one do that? Well, that is described by Krishna. Satatam kirtayanto mam. You should always chant my holy name. So, if you will, 24 hours a day, constantly chant Hare Krishna mantra. And that is first class service. You say, but I have to sleep, I have so many other things to do. How can I chant 24 hours? Prabhupada then gave concession. Alright, 16 rounds acceptable. If you do 16 rounds and you follow the instructions that I am giving to you, then that is accepted as full surrender, full service to the holy name. So the spiritual master, he is actually representative of the name. If you will fully surrender to the instructions given to you by your spiritual master, who is giving you, actually simply repeating to you the instructions that Srila Prabhupada is giving in his book. If we follow those instructions of Prabhupada coming down through our spiritual masters, you see, that is service to the holy name. Is that clear? Understandable? Any other questions? Is everyone satisfied now? Ready to give up lust, greed, anger, madness, illusion, and envy? Fully absorbed in pure bhakti? Everyone's ready? Kick Maya out once and for all, you see. Maya is our unwanted roommate right now. Creating havoc in our house, the house of our hearts. Maya, get up and stay out. Lock Maya out. Kick Maya out and change the lock. Put a new lock on. So Maya can't get in. That's the way. Alright, well, we thank you all very, very much for so kindly coming today to hear. Please continue in this way, always chanting and giving, and make your lives successful. Santarad Sriman Bhagavatam.
Jaya Shri Prabhupada.
Jaya.